time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
At least 17 people are dead, with 17 still missing and at least 28 injured, 2 days after powerful mudslides swept through Santa Barbara County, California. Death tolls and injury numbers will likely rise as authorities tell the Associated Press that flash floods have destroyed at least 100 homes and damaged 300 more. The Trump administration issued guidance to states early Thursday that will allow them to compel people to work in order to receive Medicaid, the first time since the program's inception 50 years ago. Critics say they contradict the objectives of the program and vow to sue. The new rules come as 10 states, all with Republican governors, are already seeking federal permission to impose work requirements on able-bodied adults. Federal health officials are likely to approve the first waiver, probably for Kentucky, as soon as Friday, according to two people with knowledge of the process. The president answered a few questions from the press at the White House Wednesday during a news conference with Norwegian Prime Minister Erna Solberg, though he declined to say whether he'd grant an interview to special counsel Robert Mueller and his team.
Your legal team, sources have told us, believes that in the next few weeks, the special counsel Robert Mueller will ask for some sort of an interview with you, your legal team believes, as part of wrapping up his investigation. Are you open to meeting with him? Would you be willing to meet with him without condition, or would you demand that a strict set of parameters be placed around any encounter between you and the special counsel?
Well, again, John, there has been no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russians, or Trump and Russians, no collusion. When I watch you interviewing all the people leaving their committees, I mean, the Democrats are all running for office and they're trying to say this, that, but bottom line, they all say there's no collusion. And there is no collusion. And when you talk about interviews, Hillary Clinton had an interview where she wasn't sworn in, she wasn't given the oath, they didn't take notes, they didn't record, and it was done on the 4th of July weekend. That's perhaps ridiculous, and a lot of people looked upon that as being a very serious breach.
Instead of answering the question, Trump chose to talk about Hillary Clinton and continue insisting he was not guilty of collusion.
But it has been determined that there is no collusion, and by virtually everybody. So we'll see what happens.
But again, would you be open to it?
We'll see what happens. I mean, certainly I'll see what happens. But when they have no collusion and nobody's found any collusion at any level, it seems unlikely that you'd even have an interview.
Trump attempted to clarify his statements from Tuesday's televised meeting with congressional members about immigration, DACA, and the wall.
At a news conference, the president took another whack at clarifying his position on immigration, insisting that a wall on the border with Mexico be a part of any deal to protect the roughly 800,000 undocumented dreamers from deportation.
I really believe they're going to come up with a solution to the DACA problem, which has been going on for a long time, and maybe beyond that, immigration as a whole. But any solution has to include the wall, because without the wall, it all doesn't work.
That was an attempt to clean up his previous comment that signaled some flexibility on the wall.
This group comes back, hopefully with an agreement. This group and others from the Senate, from the House, comes back with an agreement. I'm signing it. I mean, I will be signing
before the news conference.
Welcome back to the studio.
The president basked in the praise he says he received from the news media after his televised meeting with lawmakers on the Dreamer issue.
It was reported as incredibly good, and my performance, some of them called it a performance. I consider it work, but got great reviews by everybody other than two networks who were phenomenal for about 2 hours. Then after that, they were called by their bosses and say, oh, wait a minute. And unfortunately, a lot of those anchors sent us letters saying that was one of the greatest meetings they've ever witnessed.
To back up the president's claim that he received letters from news anchors cheering his performance, the White House sent along a list, not of letters, but of video clips and tweets from journalists, some from CNN, applauding the openness of the meeting. Still, the president went on to complain that the coverage he's received is just not good enough, so he once again threatened to
all
see changes
to the nation's libel laws. All of this is adding up to pretty bad polling news for
another
the president,
the
as Quinnipiac is out with some new
American
numbers.
Free press.
We are going to take a strong look at our country's libel laws, so that when somebody says something that is false and defamatory about someone, that person will have meaningful recourse in our courts. If somebody says something that's totally false and knowingly false, that the person that has been abused, defamed, libeled, will have meaningful
recourse. Can't say things that are false, knowingly false, and be able to smile as money pours into your bank account.
On Fox, Shepard Smith took exception with Trump's comments on changing the libel laws.
For clarity, because we're in the position to report facts here, that all of that about libel laws, that was just a word salad of nothingness, because none of that means anything except look over here. He couldn't change the libel laws. If he wanted to change the libel laws, he couldn't change them if he got the Congress in there. These are state laws, and that was nothing. I got
the news. And that's a bit of What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.